Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Wait until tomorrow goes away.
That's nice. I just found that.
What's that?
What was that? That was a group called Delta Spirit. It's on my iTunes. I think I might have interviewed them when I was on BBC Six Music.
When was that?
That was quite a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Before I screwed that one up. What did I say? Delta Spirit. I've only got two songs. This is the other song I've got. Yeah. This one's a bit rockier, as you can tell, guys. The other one. 0344 499 1000. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Late night alternative. I'm Ian Lee. That's Catherine Boyle.
Hi.
Love it when people phone up other shows to slag me off. T, give us a call, man. I don't know. I've got no idea what you're talking about. I think you were potty mouthed. But we. No. Never. Never, sir. Whatever it was you accused us of, we never did it. We never done it, I swear. After 11, we're playing out an interview I did today with Tony Slattery. And can you hear the wind? What's that? No, oh, that's my stomach. What was that noise? Can you hear like a... Whoosh, can you hear it, Sam? Mm. Everyone be quiet. Everyone
like
be quiet.
Like a fan. Is it my...
No. What is that? Turn Cass' mic off. Turn my mic off. Turn both. You can turn it back on now. I think the studio's haunted this evening. Can anyone else hear that? This is freaky, man. The studio is haunted tonight. Anyway, interview Tony Slattery. Been a sort of resurgence of affection for Tony Slattery. I spent the most wonderful 2 hours. I was with him for about 2 hours. And you'll hear most of that. Some of it we didn't record because we had a really good chat afterwards. We stopped the interview halfway through. You'll hear it. The music's slightly inappropriate now. Kath has edited it, right? He had to edit it because he was sweary because he knew that you'd have to edit them. And he said,
Thank
can
you.
I swear? I said, well, you can, but that's going to give Catherine some work. He took the digital and went, well then, Catherine, I'm sorry for saying this, but FC. And he's...
Yeah, the way you spun that was interesting because it sounded like you were telling him, poor Catherine. No, you were encouraging him.
Yeah, I was encouraging him.
Yeah.
First of all, really nice guy. Honestly, I had a crush on him when I was 15. I've got a crush on him now. I'm 45. He's a beautiful man, physically and spiritually. He's a beautiful, beautiful man. He's funny. There is a lot of laughter in this interview. He is funny. I don't want to say too much. And I think a lot of you are going to be very, very surprised when you hear it. I did send it over to Catherine this afternoon saying, can we play this out? Is it exploitative? Now, I'm Listen, stop texting me because I'm going to block that number now. Either not potty mouth, but the brutal truth. I think he told us to F off this guy, didn't he?
When people say the brutal truth, is that like saying...
Call him. Call in and we'll put you on.
Yeah.
Just don't swear this time. I'd be interested to know what the thing is and let's see if we can make peace. I apologise to you. If I've done anything wrong, I apologise to you. Would you call in and let's make peace? I worried if it was slightly exploitative. I'm erring on the side quite heavily that it isn't, and you're cool with it as well.
Yeah, it felt like you were very honest with Tony as the thing was going on, and you checked continually that he was okay with certain things that were being spoken about.
Sorry, I interrupted you there. It's really interesting. I came out and I phoned Kath up and I burst into tears. And I cried for quite a bit of the drive home. You're never going to hear anything like this. You're never going to hear anything like this. I offended him at one point, and it gets awkward. I'm just trying to do the highlights, but actually, I'm not going to. We're going to play it after 11. I'd love to get your thoughts on it after 12. It takes up the whole hour. Tony Slattery, thank you so, so, so much, man. It was a thrill to meet you today. It was an honour to sit and pick your brains. After the interview, when we'd stopped, don't think this is in it. We were kind of riffing on each other, right? And we both spent, and this isn't an interview, we did 5 minutes of both of us doing Brian Walden interviews.
Wow, okay.
Both of us doing, I'm Brian Walden. No, I'm Brian Walden. Margaret Thatcher. We're doing that. And this made me cry. I cry in the interview. This made me cry after the interview. He looked at me and said, God, you're good. Would you do improv with me one night? Started crying. God, you're good. Would you do improv with me one night? And I said, no. I said, no, of course not. I'm not anywhere in your league. And he looked really hurt. And I went, well, yeah, I would. But he said, right, I'm taking your second answer. I was blown away. Tony Slattery? Asking if I would do improv with it? And the thing with him is, you'll hear it, right? And you'll hear it. I'm trying to set you guys up that this might not be the interview that Twitter has implied it's going to be. Okay. I don't want to shock you too much. But everything that comes out of that man's... That man is like a Vulcan. He cannot lie. He cannot lie. There's a couple of wobbly truths in there, maybe. But he just says... He thinks it and he says it, you know. And but in a very kind way. It's not... He doesn't say stuff to be offensive. He says, can I say this to you? And then says something very honest.
Also, he's so thrilled that anyone's interested.
Yeah.
So thrilled. When I phoned up this morning, because we needed to do a bit of adjustments with the times and locations, he was very grateful that I'd called him back, like more than he needed to be, and also thrilled to be able to tell me that the reason why maybe we should change location is because he had another interview and he said, gosh, and I haven't been able to say that for such an awful long time. He's thrilled and also has some trouble accepting compliments. And it means such a lot to him.
You'll hear that. You'll hear that. It gets off to an awkward start when I gush, and he freezes. He literally freezes and stares at me. I'm not going to say any more, right? I think you're in for a shock. I think I can say that. I'm not going to say more. He says, then going on to say some more. I think you're in for a shock, but. It is beautiful. He is a beautiful, beautiful man. In every sense of the word, he's still got it. I kept saying to him, Tony, you're still so funny. Because he would just do stuff and make me laugh doing his Kenneth Williams and stuff. And
here's what I took from it.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much of an interview as a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was asking you just as much as you were asking him.
He was fascinated by some aspects of my life. So we're going to play that after 11. And then after 12, I'd love to get your thoughts on it. And I'm really hoping the Guardian interview, my interview, and I know he's doing other interviews. I'm really hoping that this is a turning point in his career, that we get him back on telly. We get him back on radio. We get him writing. I know he's doing Edinburgh this year. That we get him doing a run of shows in a theatre. That he gets some acting work. Because the man, he's got to sort out a couple of things. But he's still so talented. So talented. You know, talent like that, you can't, however much you try and drown it, you can't. It's there. And What a thrill. What a thrill. Just a wonderful, you know, privilege to have been in his company. Let's go to Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Evening, Mark. Evening, Kev.
Hello.
I've got something to ask you, Ian, because you've been on We Are TV.
I'm not going to lend you any money, Alan. I spent all of the jungle money.
Your opinion.
Yes.
Given the nature of today's decision by ITV to act as Jeremy Carso, yes, and the government's investigation into ITV, yes, what's your take on it?
Well,
we kind of talked about this last night. Did you miss that bit?
Alan doesn't listen to the show, as we know. I wouldn't call Jeremy Kyle reality TV. I don't think it's a reality TV programme.
But the government investigating all reality TV. That's Love Island, I'm a Celebrity, X Factor.
The police were investigating Danny Baker the other day, you know. So, well, the government are doing it just because they feel they've got to do something, you know. The show's been on for 14 years. It's probably too long. It's probably right to get rid of it and do something different.
I see Lucy Spraggan's been talking as well.
Who's Lucy?
Remember, we met her at the Samaritans do we went to at the top of the BT Tower.
Oh, yes. Where was she from?
So, former X Factor.
Yes, I do remember.
She really struggled kind of up and after the X Factor. And she's been talking about the fact that she feels that the aftercare is just not there across the whole sort of gamut of reality-based television shows on ITV.
I said the other day, I got a phone call after The Jungle. I was invited in if I wanted to go and have a session. I got a phone call. And did they pay... Did they actually? Now, let me be fair. They might have paid for two sessions for me to go and see my psychiatrist. Actually, they might. I think they paid for two or three sessions for me to go and see my psychiatrist. So I'd forgotten that. I don't know. It's T. I'm not going to read out any more of your texts. Listen,
give it up.
Shut up, Alan. If you want to phone in, I will apologise to you and I will do my best to make peace. If you don't want to do that, if you want to keep having a pop, then I'm just going to make it so I can't see your text come up on the screen, OK? I'm giving you the opportunity to call in. If I've done anything in the past that's wrong, I humbly apologise. So it's entirely up to you now, brother, what you do, OK? I'm handing that over to you. In fact, I'm just going to do it so that I'm going to set the screen so I can't see your texts anymore. So if you call in, that's groovy, and if you don't, that's groovy. Okay, Alan, I think we've answered the Jeremy Kyle thing. The long and short of it is, I don't really care. 0344 499 1000. I don't really care. Don't really care. Do you care? You care? You do care?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you? Why?
Well, that's what we said yesterday. I mean, going over old ground again, but this whole thing of, you know, the cruel side of television, the fact that we like to be voyeurs on that.
I do care, you're right.
It's something that's, we're reaping what we've sown, really.
I do care. I do care. What she just said. Oh, dropped a pen.
When it's people who aren't used to television.
Yeah. Well, TV's
being
cruel.
Chewed up and spat out. I think it's
TV's,
out of order.
TV's cruel. TV's cruel. For a long time, one of my favourite programmes was Can't Pay, Take It Away. But actually, that's horrible. It's people at their lowest ebb, you know, being used for entertainment. Poverty porn, I think they call it. So I do care, and I'm glad that it's gone. Is that my official opinion?
I don't know, is it?
You tell me. My brain's gone blank. Tell me what I think on it. Except from tonight, Kath is going to tell me what I think on things because I'm too tired to form my own opinions.
What you said yesterday is that you were also concerned about Jeremy Kyle.
That is it. Bring back Jeremy Kyle, I say. I say don't sack him. I say don't sack him. Give him two shows a day is what I say, actually.
Oh, OK.
So is that my opinion? I don't know.
I don't think you said that.
Let's have a break and let's establish what my opinion is on this very, very thorny subject.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Weekends with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Weekends with Penny Smith, Saturday and Sunday morning from 7. On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
A star-crossed soapbox for Sailor Boys, stable girls,
I'm on the edge,
and stripper grands.
It depends who you're with and it depends on the situation.
Late Night Speech Radio with a difference.
Thank you.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Alexa, play Talk Radio. Hey Siri, play Talk Radio. Hey Google, play Talk Radio.
That's got everyone listening now. Now everyone's listening.
It'll only work if you're already playing it, though, won't it?
Well, then you'll do it on two devices. Eavesdropping on housemates' gossip, recording details about insurance policies, and a bizarre obsession with the family dog. Mail online. Who here remembers? This is a reference for three of you. And if you remember it, phone up now and just phone up and say, "Yeah, I remember it." Who remembers the band The Family Cat? Who remembers the band The Family Cat? 03444991000. Phone up. Just come on and say, "Yeah, I remember it." Put the phone down. A bizarre obsession with the family dog. Mail online reveals just how much Alexa is listening to day-to-day lives. I don't trust these machines unless they're advertising with us, in which case I'm going to buy three tomorrow. Records of... go away. Thank you. Records... Oh, this is the thing. A Mail Online investigazione has into how much personal information Alexa is recording and storing on its users has revealed the smart assistant... I can't believe no one remembers The Family Cat, the band. I mean, they weren't big... Right, listen, I bet they're not even on YouTube. Hang on a minute. We've got The Family Cat. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, this is The Family Cat. That's okay. Hang on a minute. I'm going to take that call. Hello, line one. Do you remember The Family Cat?
I remember The Family Cat, yeah.
Thanks very much for your call. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play The Family Cat. We're going to play The Family Cat and we're going to see how many people remember them. Actually, they were rubbish.
They sound miserable.
They were a terrible, terrible band. So no, we're not going to do that. Amazon insists Alexa can only be activated when the wake word is uttered, being Alexa, computer, or Echo. The tech giant, along with Apple Siri, until recently Google Assistant, says it saves every single interaction a person has with the device to improve the service. With some unintentional snippets also being recorded if it mistakes another noise for a wake word. However, evidence seen by the Mail Online shows this cannot be the case, or the process is fundamentally flawed. Hang on a second. Yes, caller, if you're calling in about The Family Cat, we've done that. It was a bit boring. Hello? Okay, great. Great vibes. And this story's boring. Let's go to T, who's called in. Good evening, T.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well, T. Thank you very much for calling in.
I heard what you said. Did you say you wanted me to call in?
Sorry, it's a bit muffled. Say that again.
Sorry, it's a new phone. Did you say you wanted me to call in?
Yeah, I'd like to apologise for anything I may have done in the past. As far as I remember, you phoned up and swore at us, and so we had to cut you off. But if you're in any way upset or offended, then I'm sorry.
Yeah, probably a bit of both, really. You're right. And on the other side of the coin is... people who listen to your show, I didn't phone up for 8 months. I used to talk to other people. And some consideration about why they're phoning, the mental health situation would be more appreciated. But I totally understand that.
Well, you told... I don't remember it precisely, but I've been reminded that you told us to F off or something, and that is unacceptable on the radio. It goes against the rules of the radio. And so if that happens... You know, it happens once, that's an accident. But I seem to remember it happening at least two or three times with you, and that's why we kind of had to stop letting you on.
I don't recollect that. Because I've been...
It's me.
In a bad place for the last 3 years. Anxiety and depression has ruined my life.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But also, you have to understand that we do our best. This show does, you know, you listen to the next hour, man. This show does a lot for mental health and depression and anxiety. And I don't always get it right. And if I got it wrong with you, then I apologise. I can't always tell what's going on with people. So if I got it wrong, I'm sorry.
Well, that's very nice of you to say. But yeah, sometimes some people may phone in where they're in desperation or on their own, which I was a while back, and still am. But I am getting help with my anxiety
Good.
And depression through the hospital. I finally accepted that fact, but it can affect people. I just wanted to get across. I mean,
You've got it across.
I mean, in the last month, I've tried to kill myself twice.
Okay, well, that's lousy. Don't kill yourself, man. We don't need to lose another soldier in this war. Don't kill yourself.
No. But I've gone through the NHS. I've gone through private, where I've met doctors at £240 an hour. It was said I've had it since I was 10 or 11, and there's a program on tonight on BBC, which someone told me to record. I watched a few minutes of it. I couldn't watch the rest.
Yeah.
But it's not hereditary. I never asked for this. But I've borne this anxiety and depression for pre-puberty till 40 something that I am now.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, and I'm glad that we've made peace. Have we made peace?
We have, and that's why. That's probably why I was bewildered when after seeing you on the television and different things and that.
Yeah, but I'm not that guy. I'm not. Here's the thing you have to understand. You see me on the television and you see like an edited... You see how the director or the producer wants me to be seen within certain parameters. But that's that what you see... For example, I'm guessing you're talking about The Jungle, right?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
well, that wasn't me. That guy wasn't me. That guy was a tiny, tiny sliver of me. So it's unfair Hang on a second. Yeah. It's unfair for you to think that because you've watched me in The Jungle, you think you know me. You don't.
Well, No, I don't.
No.
But I've gathered from listening to you for the last 18 months.
Yeah. It's a good show.
And you know what you've described.
Yeah.
That there is, I mean, I was on the tazepine for a while.
Yeah.
Different, you know, and different things, and I'm now looking to move into the country.
Okay, okay.
Away from everything.
Yeah, okay. All right, listen, T, I'm going to move on. I'm glad we're at peace. Please don't kill yourself. Hang in there and keep doing what you have to keep doing.
Okay, well, thanks for your time, Ian.
There you go. Thank you.
And I'm sorry if I upset you. You're and same to Kath.
Yeah, we are cool, brother. We're all cool.
Fine.
It's all forgotten. It's all water under the bridge. Peace and love. Peace and love. There you go. You see, learning to say sorry was the biggest thing. You know, the biggest thing. We've got another 20 minutes. If you want to get a call in, then we're going to play Tony Slattery. So 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Ryan.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Ryan. What do you have for us on this most holy of Wednesdays?
Did you say holy?
Yes.
Oh, right. Oh, well, that's just a weird coincidence. Right, so...
Sorry?
I'll try and articulate this thought I've just had. This, epiphany, if you like.
Oh, an epiphany.
About,
wow.
Yeah.
Flipping heck, man.
About mental health. Right.
Yep.
So, when it comes to depression, they say, like, a lot of people say that they don't know where it comes from,
yes.
They don't know why they're feeling like it, and a lot of society's hang-ups on taking it on board is because they say, well, you're having a good time, you're in a decent society, you've got things going for you, and lots of, you know, opportunity,
yes.
Why should you be feeling like this? So, maybe it is just a natural random occurrence,
yep.
That is manifested throughout our society, because even though we think we're going in the right direction, it is fraught with horrific happenings all over the place. So,
yes.
Therefore,
yes.
Sorry, I was trying to get about where we are. So here's the epiphany bit. So therefore, everyone that is suffering possibly mental health is therefore taking on the natural occurrence, which is sort of the manifestation of the society around. So therefore, they are a Jesus type, because you're taking on the weight of the world without you really even knowing. Do you get what I'm saying?
I do. I think you've... I do. All right. Personally, I think depression can be... I think there are two, this is my own personal opinion, there are two main factors for it. One is circumstantial, so something that has happened to you in your life. And I do think another one is genetic. I think it's probably genetic. There's a genetic element of it. I don't know. So there is some credence to what you're saying. Yes, you know, it could be argued with Jeremy Kyle and Jerry Springer and Twitter and the internet and porn and, you know, the world is in a lousy place and maybe that is that. I don't quite get the leap from being depressed. What are you doing? Are you killing an owl?
Oh, no, I was doing up my window. Sorry.
Okay, good idea. I heard an owl last night when I was in bed. I could hear an owl. It was incredible. Some depression could be a physical or spiritual manifestation of the state of society, but I don't get the leap to everyone being Jesus.
Well, because he took the weight of the world, he died for everyone's sins, so therefore everyone is suffering because of the sins of humanity. Do you get what I'm saying?
Catherine, you have a go, because maybe I'm missing something.
I can see what you mean. I heard a really interesting conversation Johan Harry had recently on Scroobius Pip's podcast. Did you hear that? It's really.
No, I didn't. No.
He talks about sort of. He wrote a book about depression. Because it's something that he's lived with since being fairly young, and so he wanted to sort of investigate how it manifests itself around the world, you know, because people say, oh, you know, it's a sign of a rich society, you don't get it in Africa. Yeah, you do, actually, it's just called something else. But he looked at the different kind of triggers for it, and yeah, there are some people for whom it's obviously a chemical imbalance and it's probably not brought on by anything else, and medication might be the thing. But for a lot of people, there are other factors, including, and this was a really interesting one, like social disconnection, because the way we're living in the modern world is not the way we were kind of designed as animals to live. We're sort of pack animals and we're supposed to live in a tribe.
Well, this is it.
Like Jesus.
It's, well, yeah. Well, it, it, it's,
Is there a tribe of Jesuses?
If you look at like particle theory and things like that, there's no denial that there's some sort of weird way that everything is sort of connected. So if there are sort of the bad energies that fly around, there's no reason why they can't maybe pick up in other people worse than manifest themselves more in other people and not in others.
I can't argue with that. I can see some credence in that. I just don't get the Jesus bit. But I don't think you're saying Jesus. I don't think Jesus.
No, hang on. It's just because there's like the thing is you can interpret the Bible as Jesus is you. You are Jesus, and that is how you interpret it through.
I've not heard of that interpretation before.
Well, yeah, because it, Jesus is in you, so therefore you can sort of interpret his travels with your own travels.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, that's the
okay. Yes.
Be more Christ-like.
That, yes.
Yeah, that's how you're meant to sort of relate to it in the sense of how you interpret his teachings and his life story. But it's there to guide you, isn't it? The whole thing's meant to be a guide. So therefore, but it's just he's meant to take on your sense. I'm really not religious. In the slightest, I'm so anti-religion. Really,
but then, hang on a minute. How come that? Then you were right to pick me up on me saying this was the most holiest of Wednesdays.
Well, there you go. That's the weird connection particle theory thing, isn't it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Are our particles connected? I don't really understand particle theory. I don't really know particle theory. Again, you have me at a disadvantage, sir.
Well, that's really scientific. But I feel there's weird connections. I've encountered a weird connection once. I've actually seen a weird connection happen as well, and a big happening in my life. I feel there must be some sort of mystic thing.
Or just a coincidence?
Well, that's a story you tell yourself to make sense of things.
It's not a coincidence. It's so deep, it could not definitely be a coincidence.
My
father had a tragic accident, and we were at a fairground with my mum. She started crying for no reason and said, I have to go home. We went home, there were policemen there waiting for us.
Wow.
It's weird. And also, my nan said goodbye to me when I was at work, maybe cry at lunch. And then I got a phone call 10 minutes later and I said, your nan died 10
okay.
minutes ago.
Well, okay. Well, hang on.
That
is a weird thing. Let me pick you up. You said it definitely couldn't be a coincidence. Actually, it could be a coincidence, but it could also be something grander and bigger and more meaningful.
Yeah, it could be. They're just weird coincidences,
yeah.
aren't they?
They're weird, definitely.
They have to, it's weird to think otherwise.
Yeah.
Especially when you look at things like science and they do sort of put you down to an atomic level and everything is sort of the same, so there must be something that can flow through it all.
What's this thing, right? You'll know this because you sound like a very intelligent gentleman, right? And I'm enjoying this phone. This is a proper late night phone call and I'm enjoying it, right? What is this phenomenon with, I think it's with particles or atoms, where if the atoms, right, atoms will behave in a certain way if they're being watched.
I think they're in a wave or form or they're in an atom.
But if they're not being watched, they behave in a different way. Have you heard this?
They know they're being detected.
Yeah.
This is
just... Cat's laughing. This is true. Yeah. This is what I've heard, right? It's like... if we know we are being watched as humans, we will behave differently than if we think we're on our own.
We're busy.
And scientists have... Someone who knows more... 0344-499-1000. Scientists have found that atoms will behave differently when they're being watched as to when they're not being watched. Now, that is insane.
Mm.
Google it, because it's... Go on, man.
Did it in the 20s, and then they couldn't explain it then, and then since they've looked at particles more, they've done it with real recent detectors, and it is still the same. It happens. As soon as they look at it, and as soon as they turn the detector off, it'll perform differently.
Yeah.
Even if they're not in the room, it doesn't matter. It's just as soon as they look at it, or as soon as anyone detects it, it changes.
Ryan, I've really enjoyed chatting to you, mate. Give us a call again.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed that. Have you found it?
No, I was looking at something else.
Oh. She's looking at ASOS.
Wasn't.
Double N. Right, Double N. Stop being silly. Come to the show. We're not upset. For crying out loud, man. Come to the show at the weekend. Come and have a laugh. Come and have a laugh. That's my last word on it. Don't be so silly. Got a really bad mouth ulcer.
Don't bite it.
I'm not bite. I can't bite it. It's inside my mouth, not inside my lips. I'm quite good at science. I think maybe I should study science. Science. Hey Mo, not tonight, man. Thanks a lot.
Hi.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Go on, Kath.
Okay, right. There's a few things here. When you Google, particles act differently when watched, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is science.
You're not about to Jeremy Carr me, are you, and destroy my argument?
No.
You've got to open those all-important lie detector results.
This is from Science Daily, which I have...
One of my favourite newspapers. Subscribe to it.
When a quantum observer is watching quantum mechanics... they're good at science, they're not good at grammar. When a quantum observer is watching...
Ziggy's given me an 86% chance of understanding the story. It's a quantum leap reference for you kids out there.
Quantum mechanics states that particles can also behave as waves. This can be true for electrons at the submicron level, i.e. at distances measuring less than 1 micron or 1,000th of a millimetre. When behaving as waves, they can simultaneously pass through several openings in a barrier and then meet again on the other side of the barrier. This meeting is known as interference. Strange as it may sound...
Here we go.
Interference can only occur when no one is watching.
Here we go! Yes, man! Yes!
Once an observer begins to watch the particles going through the openings, the picture changes dramatically. If a particle can be seen going through one opening, then it's clear it didn't go through another. In other words, when under observation, electrons are being forced to behave like particles and not like waves. Thus, the mere act of observation affects the experimental finding.
This is known as the double slit experiment, which I bought a DVD on that, thinking it was a documentary. Boy, oh boy, I made a terrible mistake. I know it was embarrassing, but I watched it right to the end just to make sure, but it was double slit in that instance. It meant something. There are a lot of atoms passing all over the place
by
the end of it. Up an atom. Double slits.
I don't know about atom at it.
Yeah, it was.
Okay. Now, I'm aware that having watched Brian Cox's programmes, this is going to make...
He was in it. Oh, no, Brian Cox, sorry.
Having watched his programmes, this is liable to go the way of them, if we're lucky, which is that it sounds very clever and all of a sudden you realise that this is just a screensaver and you're going, oh, this is...
Can we get some atoms here? Let's do it now. Let's get some atoms everywhere. Okay. I've got my mouse and I've got a bell.
Have you got anything measuring less than 1 micron in size? I don't want to see that.
Unfortunately, yeah, I have. You wouldn't be able to see it. So we're watching these. Let's see what happens.
To demonstrate this, Wiseman...
Now, I'm not watching them.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's... Oh, they moved.
Wow. It's like Tomorrow's World in here.
Isn't it? Judith Hand never wore a bra. My mum would say that every time she came on. I wish that woman would put a bra on. Every time.
To demonstrate this, Wiseman Institute researchers built a tie device measuring less than 1 micron in size, which had a barrier with two openings, or two slits, if you will.
Keep thinking of that film.
They then sent a current of electrons towards the barrier. The observer in this experiment wasn't human.
No, it wouldn't be.
Institute scientists use for this purpose a tiny but sophisticated electronic detector that can spot passing electrons.
I'm getting a bit bored now.
The quantum observer's capacity to detect electrons could be altered by changing its electrical conductivity or the strength of the current passing through it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah.
I was right.
Magic.
I was right. Thank me.
Yeah.
No, say
it. I don't get it. I don't understand it,
though. It doesn't matter. Was I right? Yeah. Did I teach you something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank me.
Thanks for the double slits.
Kath was a dick.
Oh.
Dick.
Oh.
Dirty pervert.
Okay. Horny.
Hoo-yah! Why do you hate me?
Don't be so silly, Kath.
No, that's the wrong answer.
Ooga-zaga, ooga-zaga, ooga-zaga.
Do you want me to do it for you? Rub it in.
Kath was a dick.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boys.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.